All right, at this point, you now have an idea of how a good design is conceived. Finally, let's summarize what we've learned today. First, we learned what constitutes a good design. A good design should be human-centered and put users' needs first. In their specific form of presentation, they need to be visible and understandable, so that people can understand them at a glance and use them easily. At the same time, a good design also needs to understand the psychology of users and meet the six basic principles of interactive design: affordances, signifiers, constraints, mapping, feedback, and conceptual models. Second, we reflected on what constitutes a bad design. They will not only bring troubles to daily life, but may also have terrible consequences. With root cause analysis, you can determine whether the source of trouble is caused by a person or a flaw in the design. If it is due to problems in a design, we can improve it by adding constraints, error confirmation, undo functions, and forcing functions. Finally, we learned how to design good products. Good designers' primary principle is to identify the right problem and use human-centered design process when designing products. They observe the users, inspire creativity, use quick proofing, and finally test the product. They continuously repeat the process until a satisfactory product is designed.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.